Beis Elul, Sunday the 6th of September, Rabbi Daniel Kleinman, Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by families Leva and Barry, Lilu Nishmas, with Mordechai ben Reb Menachem Mendel Barry.
Morning, everyone. I'd like to just, before we start out, I'll give you a game plan of where we're headed. Of what we're going to try to achieve in the limited time, and if I time myself well, we'll have the opportunity to do all three. I'm going to try to first discuss the Indian of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a yontif, and therefore it's a shaila in the Paiskim and the Rishayim, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We're going to try to see the halachic aspect of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, and that's the halacha going to be a sugya. And then there's going to be another aspect of where is that Simcha supposed to come from? And the third thing is how we're supposed to balance that simcha against Gila Barada. We go into Rosh Hashanah with trepidation. And the balance between the two and how to go about it and what it represents is something we'd like to discuss as well. First, the halachic aspect and what that simcha represents. And then afterwards, how we're supposed to balance that simcha to the trepidation, fear, and pachad from Yom Hadin, from Rosh Hashanah. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber says as follows: Oichlim v'shoysim v'smeichim, we are eat and we drink on Rosh Hashanah v'smeichim and we're happy. V'loy mis'anin b'Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber paskens that we do not do a tainus on Rosh Hashanah. Amum lo yoichlu kol sivam, don't eat to your full, because l'man lo yikilu roisham, in order that you shouldn't be makel and chas v'shalom come to kalas roish and come to lightheadedness on the Yom Hadin, which is a day of when it's the opposite is the Avodas Hayom. That's brought down generally by the Rambam Bechlal. Whenever we talk about V'samach to B'chagecha, that should not come the day Kalas Reish. It shouldn't come Bechlal to any time of a Simcha of Kalas Reish. I'll quote that. Rambam says, K'shaldim oichel v'sheise v'samach b'regel lo yimshach b'yayin b'schoik b'kalas Reish. Don't try to be frum and feel that I'm being machmer mitzvah simcha. Shasimcha v'aschoik harbe v'kalas reish ain't a simcha. That's not simcha at all. Elo hoylo v'sichlus has a different name in Chazal. It's hoylos, it's sichlus. When stavol a hoylos v'asichlus. Elo ala simcha. That's not the mitzvah at all. You've missed the boat. That's not the mitzvah. The hoylos v'sichlus is something else. Simcha is a simcha shel mitzvah. It's something which, through happiness, a person serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu and brings himself closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He feels contentness, feels happiness to be a yid and to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to have that opportunity to come be oyle regel or to come and enjoy the mitzvah hayoyim. But that has nothing to do with hoylos and sichlus. But in stavol hoylos v'sichlus ela simcha sheyesh ba'avodas yoytzer. The Rambam, of course, brings psukim to bayadais. But that's true for every yontif, not just for Rosh Hashanah. V'tiyeh yiras Hashem al pneim. And that's the lashon of the mechaber. So the mechaber paskens that's also to have a tainus, and as well, it's going to be a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Yesh omrim, there's a yesh omrim brings the ramah. Yesh omrim the mitzvah l'hisanos b'Rosh Hashanah. There's actually a mitzvah to be misana, to have a tainus on Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to have to see how that counterbalances against simcha. Yesh omrim there's a mitzvah to misanas void heavy. Chumas Hadesh and Shukos of Dikam, Kamar Rabusa, the Savalei, the mitzvah, the Sadas, Bechor Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah every single Rosh Hashanah for a person to be Oymid Betainis. Okay. For those that don't have a minig not to eat before Tkias, again, that might be a Tainis, but there are those who are Cholkim, and therefore, you have to try, you run into problems. If you want to not eat before Tkias, then you're going to have an issue of you're going to have to, might be called a Tainis if it's more than Chatzis Hayoyim, but that's really not an issue, which we'll get to later. But Mikomakam, there seems to be those that say that Fakir, you should have a Tainis. Well, there's the Ramah says, there are those that say it's a mitzvah to eat. So we seem to find the Machlekes HaPoiskim, whether it's a mitzvah to fast or a mitzvah to eat. Okay, Mechaber seems to paskin that it's a mitzvah to be misameach and not to fast, but the Ramah brings down that the yesh cholkim that there are those that do fast. Okay, the Magen Avraham continues. I'd just like to I'm reading a little bit inside in the beginning. Bear with me, but the Magen Avraham continues and says, "Shalei lechol basa v'lishdis yaim b'Rosh Hashanah." But the Muki Yosef ubem hagoyis maimin is kosav v'perek nitzavim shalei lechol basa v'lishdis yaim b'Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Avraham which says that not only you're supposed to fast. He says, besides for that, there's actually those that say that even if you're not going to fast, you shouldn't indulge in basa v'yayin, which we normally do on a yontif. Azay is the shitas ha-mogen Avram. L'chura, we see from this Magen Avraham. We know that there's a chi of Suda. We know there's a chi of Suda on Rosh Hashanah. So as much as there's, let's leave the issue of Tainus for a moment, because there are ways to be Yotze, as we'll see, the Suda and the Mitzvah Sayoyim of Rosh Hashanah at night without doing a full Tainus Meis Leis. There are ways to eat at night and be Yotze a chi of Suda, but there is a chi of Suda. And if there is a chi of suda on Rosh Hashanah, what does that mean? So that means there's a chi of suda, and yet the Ramah paskins that even someone who's not going to fast should not have in that suda basar v'yayin. So where's the chi of suda going to come from? So that's quite clear that the chi of suda and the chi of basar v'yayin come from two different sources. The chi, and it's brought down in the Rambam in two different halachas. The Rambam brings down halacha tezayin in Hilchos Yontif, kishem shemitzvah l'chabed Shabbos v'la'anga kach kol yomim tevrim. Anytime it says Mikra Kodesh, there's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. So the first mitzvah is a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. And for that mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, Kvar Bi'ona Ve'inuk B'Hilcha Shabbos, on Yontif. Anytime it says Mikra Kodesh, there's going to be a mitzvah of Oynik. And the Ram says, Kvar Bi'arno, I've said this already, Hakib V'Oynik B'Hilcha Shabbos. He sends you backwards. He sends you to Hilcha Shabbos. He says, I've already discussed that. So in Halacha Tezayin, Rambam says there's going to be a chiyuv mishum hilchos oinig. Oinig means like every Shabbos, but it applies to Yontif as well, because Yontif says Mikra Kodesh, the Rambam learns out Shabbos for Yontif, so you have a chiyuv to go have a pas and make a suda, just like every single Yontif. And that's the source for having to eat a suda on Yontif. But yet, as much as you have a chiyuv to eat on Yontif, like Shabbos, that's not going to take you to Basar V'Yayin. Why? Because the next halacha, Yudzayin, says Shiva Yemei HaPesach, Vishmoini Meisachag, Imshar Yom Toivim, Kulum Asurim Basma Vitainis, Vachayim Adam Lios Sameach, Vitoiv Lev, Ubona Vishto, Benebesa, Vachalan Voimolov, Shadamra Vasamach to Bechagecha. Raman continues and says, Ketanim, you give them what's right for them, women, you buy them clothes, Ketanim, you give them nuts. We all know the famous Gemaras in Psachim Daf Kuvtes, which says that Noshim Haroila, Ketanim Haroila, give everyone what's suitable to them. Okay, so you have two halachas in the Rambam. One halach is Einig, and one halacha is halacha of Simcha. Of Simcha and Yontif. Okay, and therefore it could split when it comes to Rosh Hashanah according to the Ramah, very nicely. You'll have a chiyuv to have pas, you'll have a chiyuv to wash and have a suda on Rosh Hashanah based on like every Shabbos v'yontif. Yet when you come to the Inyan of Basar V'Yayin and Simcha and what's it called, then of course you're not going to have that according to the Ramah. He says, according to Ramah, we paskin that there's going to be no Basar V'Yayin. Okay, that's the Rambam. Fine, a nafkamina perhaps is going to be legabe cholamoyed, lamashal. Let's say cholamoyed, there's no chiyuv of einig, there's no chiyuv like Shabbos v'yontif. Yet, there's a discussion amongst, everyone knows, you don't have to wash, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh, it's a minig, but it's not a chiyuv, there's no mitzvah einig. Yet, there's a discussion in the halacha whether you're supposed to have basar v'yayin, or to have the meat v'yayin, because it says it's called ikrimoyed. And since it's called Mayid, there's a hekesh between all the Mayadim, and therefore perhaps the Inyan of Simcha does apply to Chol HaMoed. But you can find these splits, and therefore it's not wild to say that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's a split as well. You can have one without the other. You can have a mitzvah of Einig without having a mitzvah of Simcha. Okay, that's first base. That's where we're up to. Now, question is, we have the first sheet, which we'll call the sheet of the Ramah. The first sheet of the Ramah is that it's Asur. It's not Asr, sorry, there's a mitzvah to be mis'anois. As much as you have to eat, that's fine, you could be yotze your suda. But if you're going to be mis'ane, so pashas, there's no mitzvah of simcha. If you're going to fast, your shari b'tzar, the Rambam says, all over that, when fasting is when you're shari b'tzar and inui, etc., those concepts come together, and that's not a concept of simcha, that's an antithesis to simcha. So therefore, the Shitas Ramah is Pashas. There's no mitzvah of Simcha. There might be a mitzvah to wash and have a Suda, but that's not going to take you into Simcha. And that's the Shitas Ramah. And that's fine. That could split. Who's the opposing view? So I found the opposing view, but let's start with the Rambam. I want to re-quote that Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, Halacha Yudzayim, in Hilchus, Halacha Yudzayim, Perek Vav, in Hilchus Yontif. Shivas Yimei HaPesach, the 7 days of Pesach, he's talking about Midaraisa, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Vishmoinis Yimei HaChag, 8 days of Sukkot, Imshar Yomim Tovim, with rest of Yomim Tovim, Kulum Asurim Behesbe V'Tainis, because they have a Chiyuv of Simcha. And he quotes the Chiyuv of Simcha in that halacha. Ram says, V'Shar Yomim Tovim. What are Yomim Tovim? What is Shar Yomim Tovim? So slowly, I thought this was a weak dig, but the mice I found it, yeah? Shar Yomim Tovim is plural. So you can have Shavuos, Shavuos is one day. That's singular. That's not plural. So Shah Yom Tovim, the only other day which you could have in Midaraisa, has got to be Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or both, etc., etc. So that's a makor, but the Rambam, he says, V'shar Yom Tovim, Yom Tovim is plural. The Rambam wouldn't have written the plural Lashon if he was referring to Shavuos. So Shah Yom Tovim means, I'm going to call the Rambam Vashita, which is Cholik. I found it brought down in the Mishnah Siyavitz that there's such a diak. It's a nice diak. That Lamaisa, there's another Shita. There is a mitzvah of Simcha, which we're going to have on Yom Tov. Okay, and that's the Shita's HaRambam. The makor for the Rambam, which I found, would be a mordcha. There's a mordcha in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, which says, Nishal or Rabbeinu, this is from a mordcha, Rishon, Nishal or Rabbeinu, Nachshon, Goyin, Ma'u, Lissanis, Rosh Hashanah, what's the halach about being, making that a tainus on Rosh Hashanah, V'heshiv, Rosh Hashanah, Osir, Lissanis, it's Osir to go and be Mis'ana, not like the Ramah, Beimi, Divrei, Kabbalah, Beimi, Divrei, Beimi, Divrei, Torah, Beimi, Divrei, Kabbalah, like he says, because, where do you know from the Torah, Fishu, Kulam, Imshar, Mayadis, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is part of all the other Mayadis. B'ksiv be mikra kodesh. It says mikra kodesh. V'doshinam b'sifri b'sifra u'b'simcha b'ksus nekiya. That when it says mikra kodesh, you need simcha b'ksus nekiya. You need to have a ksus nekiya, and you need to pashas have bosa v'yayim. Yeah, v'od magen avram kar lechag. It's called a chag, and therefore b'samachta v'pagefa requires lechag. And that's from the mordcha. That's a rishon. So there is a sheet. I don't need to go into the Rav and be medayek and say yomim tovim plural. At the end of the day, it's brought down and there's a source for it. Okay. A nafkamina la'alocha would be whether we say vasienu or we say mayadim l'simcha in the nusach hatfila. The Rosh brings down in Rosh Hashanah as well that our minig is to say, but he says the minig Ashkenaz and Sarfas, he says noigim loimer, we say chagim v'zmanim l'sosayin, Ashkenaz and Sarfas noigim shloi loimer vasienu Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur. They don't say it. So this nafkamina l'chayr is going to be a nafkamina which is going to be in a nafkamina, which is going to be make a nafkamina lagabe the shaila of whether to say nosach hatfila. Do we say vasienu moyedim l'simcha, etc.? Is it a yom simcha or is it not a yom simcha? Is going to affect nosach hatfila. Perhaps what this shaila hinges on and is which I saw, which I thought is as follows. There's a shaila be'etzim in the lashon of the psachim daf kotes, which says as follows. Where do we know that there's an inyan of simcha? Chayiv adam l'smoyach b'nei badav u'b'nei vayis regal shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. But ma'am asamcham, so the Gemara brings down the shita that we go, b'noshim, we either give them clothes, with children we give them nuts. The Gemara says, Tanya Rebbe Yehuda ben V'seira Omer, b'sman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim, ain't simcha l'ba basar, shenemar v'zavachta shlomim. That there was a carbon shlomim, and that was the simcha which was brought, a carbon achag. V'chal tusham v'samachta f'nei Hashem l'kecha. V'achshav she'ain b'is ha-mikdash kayim, ain't simcha l'ba yayim. Nowadays, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be no Kabbanis, there ain't Simcha El B'Yayim. Now, hold on for a second. This alone is a Machlekes Rishayim. Those Tosfos says in Moed Katan that nowadays it's only Durabanan, which means although we can have Basa V'Yayim, it's only a fill-in, it's only a filler. We don't have real Simcha, we don't have the real Mitzvah Deraisa of Simcha, because it's only a filler. Yehuda ben Vaseri says, yeah, all these nice things for children and for women and Basa V'Yayim are fillers, Midurabanan, to Mekayim of the Inyan, which we have the Samachta B'Chagecha, but it's only Durabanan. And there's a shita with Rishonim which holds not like that. There's a shita which Rishonim says no. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, it's a minimum of chur. A person can have shlamim, but nowadays no shlamim. So therefore, you have whatever else you could is available to you to have for simcha. So again, machlekes of the in the Rishonim whether shlamim in the Torah is dafka or shlamim in the Torah is lav dafka. Okay, on Rosh Hashanah there's no shlamim. On Rosh Hashanah, there's no shlamim. We don't have shlamim. There's no shlamim. Shlamim were not brought. So one could turn around and say, the shita that holds that there's no shlamim, everything else is, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Why? Because where does it say, v'samachta b'chagecha, and where does it say that you should have v'ikri mayid? Only by mayadim, like the Shalosh Regalim, which had a carbon tamid, or had a shlamim, I'm sorry, and therefore had basa v'yayin, for real. But Rosh Hashanah would be another example of somewhere which would get opted out of the hekesh of mayadim, because there's no carbon. And if there's no carbon, even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no carbon. There's no carbon by Rosh Hashanah, full stop. And therefore, perhaps, that's the sheet of the Ramah, that there's no simcha. Simcha needs shlamim, okay, or something. But this whole option of doing something else doesn't exist. It's a concept of the Rabbanan. That's according to the sheet that would say there won't be a simcha. But if you hold that the Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira was just talking about a mitzvah min hamufchar, and generally speaking, shlamim is just ideal, but you could go and move to some other types of simcha, then just like nowadays you move to something else, so too in the times of the Torah, when there was a Rosh Hashanah which didn't have a carbon, right, so you could move to, as well, there's going to be a chi of simcha. So again, just to review that point, which means the same machlokes, whether these fill-ins of other things is midaraisa or midarabanan, will affect Rosh Hashanah as well. If you hold the fill-ins are midaraisa, even in the times of the daraisa, Rosh Hashanah is going to be chayav in simcha. But if the fill-ins were midarabanan, then the pasuk never said simcha by Rosh Hashanah. It never required a simcha in Rosh Hashanah. We all know the... Yeah? The Gabi Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that's the Rosh Hashanah, it says when you go home from shul, you should go home with simcha b'tor lecha, because the pasuk says lechechol b'simcha lachmecha.
We'll see at the end that everyone can really hold of simcha, but it is a machlokes rishonim. We do paskin that there is a mitzvah of simcha, but lemaisa it is a machlokes rishonim, and it moves lahalacha. I'm limited in the time. It's a whole sugi which was up until 4 last night. We're getting to the bottom of, and I'm still in the middle of. But this is the building blocks of the sugi. Afterwards, it. It develops and it goes into halacha and this and that. But these are the building blocks. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah or not? Okay. There's another shaila which is brought down that lemaisa we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah because sifri chaim sifri meisim psuchim lefanav ba'atim mayim shira. So shira, the concept of not saying halal is something that needs looking at as well. Because at the end of the day, if there's a mitzvah of simcha, so simcha and halal are interrelated, and you should be saying things. The Ram says a lashon that on Rosh Hashanah we don't have simcha yisera. It's a limited simcha, which we'll discuss shortly. But simcha yisera perhaps limited it regarding halal. Okay. Yom Kippur is an interesting one. Yom Kippur as well seems to be in the same basket as Rosh Hashanah of whether there's an inyan of simcha or not. Now there's a problem. There's a problem with Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur, everyone holds you have a tinus. Everyone holds you have a tinus on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, that's the Raisa. So how could you have a simcha which is going to be counteracted on the day of tinus? Tinus is usually an antithesis to simcha. And yet, according to all these Rishonim, they seem to put Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the same basket. Does anyone have a reason perhaps why that tinus is not going to be a stira? It's not going to be a contradicted to the simcha on Yom Kippur? Yeah, true.
There's the Mishnah, isn't there?
Simcha, correct, yes, so there was, so that's a riot on Yom Kippur, that there was a Simcha Kaparas Avoinis, but why is that not steered to the Tainus?
The Tainus of Yom Kippur is not sad related.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's not
good, excellent, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. The Simcha, the Tainus on Yom Kippur is not one of inui, it's not one of pain to cause us to go and do tshuva. The Simcha means the Indian of Shivisa, with Shavas, everything is dead. On Yom Kippur. But the Chamish Inuyim, but the Pashtis of Pihalocha, it's when it's brought out of the Pasuk, it's in of Shvisas Malocha and Shvisas Achila Vishtia. It might have an aspect of Inuyim, and then I'm not answering it. Correct. Because Chamish Inuyim.
It's called Seven, not
Tanis
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But they do say that it's Inuyim of Shvisa. Shabbos, we rest. From eating, it's a day when nothing happens. Not just like Shabbos, when nothing happens, absolutely nothing happens. Even our Gashmis is put to rest, and that's the din of Shemitah. The Lav Dafka is that going to be a din of Tzoy? Okay. All right, maybe
simple
we'll.
With you,
huh?
Every quick simple with you,
oh, that's next. I'm going to use the next 10 minutes to do that. I'm going to try to do that. Yeah, that's the you missed the Agdama. The Agdama is this is the first Shai Halacha. Paid a lot more than I need to, but. That's fine. We'll leave it here and move to the simcha aspect. The simcha aspect of Rosh Hashanah and how you balance that against Yom Adin is as follows. I'll start with what Rav Aaron Kotler says. Rav Aaron Kotler says that when a person comes in front of, and this is just on a very simple level, when a person comes in front of the din of Rosh Hashanah, he should not look at it as if he's coming. Lashon of Rav Aaron is Lo shu lifnei ha-shofet osur bazikim, not tied in chains, ela keben shamored ba'aviv. A person should not look at the din of Rosh Hashanah as one of where he's tied up in chains and he's coming to be judged and he's being dragged into the Bezdin to be judged and by Pamayi Shamayla. He should look at it as a son who's become estranged from a father. This is his chance where he knows as much as his father's going to scream and shout, but he knows that the purpose of the meeting is a meeting of love, it's a meeting of reconciliation, it's a meeting of ahava, and therefore it's counterbalanced. It's not as much as he's afraid, but he's going into it for the purpose of creating that kesher with his father. That's on a simple level, and that's actually, I'd like to just spend a few minutes developing that point. There's a psikta, which is brought down, which says as follows, Shuvi Yisrael al Hashem Elokecha, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzino, we find, the person was going to be far away and not going to do tshuva. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hareini Shav, I will do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you might not do tshuva, you might need someone to, as a role model. I'll do tshuva, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu. Now this is a concept which needs looking at, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing tshuva. If tshuva is like we learned in kindergarten, that we've done something wrong and therefore we're going to get punished and we need to make it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done nothing wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kol toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Before the world, he's a kol yachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the source of all good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never in all eternity done anything that would even recommend the chas v'shalom al-haskir, something which would require, which would be able to... I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing tshuva on? Where's the concept of tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The same is true with Chochma. Chochma turns around and says, Chochma says, you know what? What does Chochma say? Chochma, which was created before the creation of the world, says that Tshuva and Maisim Tovim. Tshuva be Maisim Tovim before the world was created. It's before Adam Arishan messed it up in Gan Eden. It's before the Chet of Adam Arishan. What's the concept of Tshuva? It's not Shem HaAsid. The concept which Chochma said, that the child is the Tshuva Maisim Tovim, where's that? What's that about? There's no, if it's like we learned in kindergarten, because when you do something wrong, you got to make it up. So it doesn't make sense. There's got to be something which is further than that. And the teretz to that is a beautiful, beautiful teretz. The Yisoid of Tshuva has, Be'etzim, we use the Chatoyim to go and propel us to do Tshuva. We come to something which makes us want to do Tshuva, and it propels us to do Tshuva. But Tshuva has nothing to do with Chatoyim. The Inyan of Tshuva is a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we talk about Chatoyim, Chatoyim are simply a Pirud. It's something which separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry at us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't angry, it's not that, that's a human being. When we say kas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it just causes pirud, it's a natural effect, that when we do a chet, we're not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do tshuva, and we come close, ani doide v'doide li, we come to meet our king, and we come to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as an av and a ben, there's no existence of chet, not because of a process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to clean the chatoyim. When you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no chet, the chatoyim don't exist, the whole concept of a chet is pirud, and when you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chatoyim are not there. Person, the avoida of tshuva is a very, very, very positive avoida. It has nothing to do with negativity. It's about a person wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if he can't focus on the chet, he could turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm not happy with my service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not happy with my closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tshuva. That's what tshuva is. Listen to a beautiful vort from Reb Aaron. Reb Aaron Kotler says as follows. Ashreichem Yisroel. Praiseworthy is Klal Yisroel with me ator metayr. Who's metayr you? Who's going to tire you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu ba'atzmai. If I would ask you a question, say, okay, you're going to go through a tahara, and the tahara is going to clean off chatoyim, which are considered like excrement. It's very, very ugly. Where would you prefer to go to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some second-in-command malach? A launderette? Or do it in your home, when no one's looking? I do it at my home, when no one's looking. I'd rather clean off my begadim. I don't want to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why Ashreichem Yisrael? Why are we so happy to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, oh, we're so praiseworthy. Look who's cleaning our chatoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a kasha. We don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to clean. I'd rather someone else do it. If it has to be done, it has to be done. No one can clean chatoyim except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not a praise. If anything, it's a liability. Ashreichem Yisrael. Answer very simple. I don't want to be close to a malach. I don't want to be close to a launderette. I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I come on Yom Kippur, I'm saying, you know what the process is? Cleansing of Chatoyim means closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one and the same. It's not two separate concepts. It's not because I cleansed my chet, I become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolutely not. You come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the existence of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chatoyim do not exist. And therefore, this concept of tshuva, of reconciliation, of things of not being as close as you wanted to and becoming closer is something which is the yesod of tshuva. For that reason, if it was like it was in kindergarten, that it's simply a chet which you're doing tshuva on, then if you were a B grade student and you did tshuva, because you became a C grade student, and you did tshuva, and you became, the most you could become is a B grade student. You're not going to become an A star student by virtue of the fact that you did tshuva. You were naughty, so you make it up. So now you're back to your starting point. And tshuva goes on kisei hakoved. And tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lashon HaRambam, that yesterday you were meshukkes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know nothing of you, and now you're makuruv, you're ahuv. I wasn't makuruv and ahuv before. I wasn't someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking at. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rip up my averis. And now every time I do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being mechabed, he says, wow, look what he did, look what it, wow, it's unbelievable, we're close, and we're good. And there's a connection there, which a person walks up with a chizik after Yom Lerayim. I never had that beforehand, and all I tried to do was tshuva. Elamai, the concept of tshuva, chet features in tshuva, but it's not the tshuva. It's not the yesod of tshuva. The yisoid of tshuva is holding Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand and tightening that hold and becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this is the concept of simcha. The concept of simcha, which is exclusive to Rosh Hashanah, is this concept of a time of when we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yisoid, the basis of tshuva. Okay, I'd like to spend the last 4 minutes discussing how one is supposed to balance this amongst Rosh Hashanah, amongst Avodas Hayom Rosh Hashanah. You can't walk into Rosh Hashanah and say, I feel great, you know, I'm going to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow, gishmak, because there's a din going on. So how does that balance? What is that Avodas Hayom, which is unique to Rosh Hashanah, which is that balance? And that balance, the yesod of that, I found in the Pachad Yitzchak, late last night. And he says as follows, Ashrei ha'odam yoydei sua. Praise be the people who yoydei sua. They know the trua. They know the trua. The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light which you feel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not for those that blow the shofar. It's yoydei sua. It's the one that understand this concept of trua. There's something magical in this concept of trua. Ba'or panecha. If you get that concept, which hopefully I'm about to be megala, ba'or panecha yaleichu. It's you'll walk in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is that? So the Pachad Yitzchak explains. It's a deep concept. I'll try to say it the best I can in 3 minutes. And we'll see if it works. Yeah, that concept works like this. When we talk about chet, and we talk about our bechira with chet, it's always referred to as the midah of yira, not the midah of ava. Pachad, yira. Yira selikim. Why? It's interesting, because it should be the opposite. Ava means, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm not going to do ava. I won't do averis. Pachad requires more. Pachad requires, if you're fearful of something, you want to obliterate it. As long as it's still around, you're not comfortable. Pachad should take you ad hasof, until the end. Should take you till the end. You should say, I'm not happy, I'm not comfortable until the Yetzer Hara doesn't exist, until I don't have Bechira. But yet you know in the back of your mind that if you get Bechira taken away, the game is over and there's no Avoida left. So you want, on one hand, you know that you can't take it until the end with Pachad. Pachad is the Avoida. You know that you have to be afraid to do an Avera. But you don't want, really, you don't, as much as the Pachad would dictate to you that you don't want to ever have a Yetzer Hara again, but you know that this whole game in the Olam Hazeh is that you need to have a Bechira. So you can't really get rid of Bechira. There's a bit of an interesting concept going on over here. It's a Shaila as follows. You go to a person who wants to be a Dayan. What is the halacha of a person who wants to be a Dayan? He has to be fearful to Paskin. Be afraid to be a Dayan. If he's afraid to be a Dayan, then he's roi for a Dayanus. Famous Meister, someone wanted to become a Dayan, he was looking, he says, I'm afraid. He says, if we're not going to take you, who's afraid to be a Dayan, what should I take? Someone else who's not afraid to be a Dayan? That's what I should take? There's a certain pacha that you have. It's a certain balance, and it's two avodas going on at the same time. This tchilas v'yoy masecha, there's noyach la'adam shaloi nivra. On Rosh Hashanah, when you're being born, you're saying, I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm afraid of it. Rabbi Yisham, there's too much achrayas. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. There's too much achrayas. There's chatoyim. I've been nichshol. I don't want to do it. I'm noyach shalei nivra. I'm out. I can't do this. Then the Rebbe Shalom turns to you with love and says, you're my one. I'll do it. Yeah. Okay. Fine. You're the one I'm looking for. You're the one I'll be close to. That's the same balance that's going on with the dayan. That's the pachad of Yom Adin, which is the yoydei surua. It's that pachad which is in essence the ticket to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's your fear and you're not wanting to be able to go and fall into an Avera again. The Rebbe says, okay, you can handle another Nisayan. I'll take you for another year. Because you're turning around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Yoydei Surah B'or Panecha Yalechu. That's the Rosh Hashanah when a person's Tchilas Masecha, it's the Noyach Leila Adam Shaloi Nivra, but yet he wants to be, on the other hand, that's the Schus to be Nivra. But Rabbi Kiva says, as much as Rabbi Kiva didn't want Leitavali Dei Nisayan, I don't want a Nisayan, Rabbi Kiva on the same note said, I've been waiting all of my life to Mekayim this Nisayan of when I'm going to be able to be Moshe Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that balance with Leitavali Dei Nisayan? The same way. There's this inyan of, I don't want, but that's your ticket to really get that ahava and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pachad of Yom Hadin is not a stira to the closeness of and the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually the ticket to the simcha and the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, perhaps I'm not worthy. Perhaps, Rebbe Shem, I'm no good. Perhaps I haven't done what I should. Perhaps I should just give up. Rebbe Shem says, no. Rosh Hashanah tells you, don't give up. You're exactly the person I'm looking for. It's you that I'm being boicher to have a closeness of a father and to a son. We should be zeichet to that.